We are mostly live and completely local. This is Metro South Podcasting.
Welcome to The Big Show with Ron Van Dam. Sit back, relax, grab a cup of coffee, a cup of tea, whatever your liquid libation may be in the morning, and join us as we take a look at the world around us and how it affects us here on the South Shore of Massachusetts. As much as it's a pleasure to be with you, the pleasure is actually all yours. And now, here's your host, Ron Van Dam.
Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night. It's the Ron Van Dam Show here on Metro South Podcasting. It's Tuesday. You know what that means?
No, what does that mean?
Monday's gone.
Oh, yeah.
It means that...
I'm here.
Binger?
I'm here.
Oh, that's right. I'm here. It's Tory Tuesday.
Yay. Everybody. Hi.
Good morning, Tory. Good to see you.
Good. Good to see you.
Good to be seen, huh?
It is. Not this early, but that'll have to do.
Hey, it's not so bad. It's not that bad. Early. What time do you get up in the morning?
My face still has wrinkles from sleeping. You know, when you're sleeping on pillows and things.
Oh, you sleep on pillows? I sleep on nails.
Oh. Well, you really have, really? Uh-oh. Uh-oh. Then you really have marks. Those will leave a mark.
Oh, Mark. Do you miss Mark?
Mark who?
Not so much.
You mean the Mark that's on the show? Yeah. He's cool.
Mark who? That was endearing.
Well, I know a couple of Marks.
I bet you do. How many Facebook friends do you have now? I check on a weekly basis.
It's about the same because I lose a couple, I gain a couple. So about 465.
Wow.
But you know, if I find out someone doesn't like me, they're gone.
Really?
I don't want that around me. Yeah. I just can tell. Oh, I have my ways.
Well, it should be like real life, shouldn't it?
Yeah, and some people I let slide even if they don't like me. But some people I just don't, so be careful.
You let slide.
I let them stay.
So nice.
Yeah.
And what's in your cup today?
Today I have coffee, as usual.
What kind?
Instant. I made it.
Oh, you made it yourself?
Would I use
Stop
my...
off?
No. I'll use Almond Joy creamer, though. I love that. It's my favorite.
Oh, that's the candy bar.
It is. It's got coconut and almonds and chocolate.
Sounds very nice.
It's the best.
Huh. Sweet, though.
It's good.
I have to watch my sugar intake.
Why?
I don't know.
Are you diabetic?
No.
Then I wouldn't care.
Well, I think when you're a certain age, you're, except for you.
Right.
Because you're skinny.
And I'm me.
That too. When you're a certain age, you have to watch out for your sugar intake because everybody has like borderline.
Yeah, they say that.
Borderline everything.
They say that.
I'm borderline schizophrenic. I'm borderline stupid. I'm borderline diabetic. I'm borderline blood pressure.
So stop
borderline.
Living. Just stop living.
Oh, right? I'm on the line. I'm on the borderline.
Why should you stop living?
Because I'm on the borderline. I'm not over the line
That's
yet.
That's like a song, isn't it? The borderline?
Yes.
On the borderline. Think.
That was a Madonna song, I believe.
Oh, that was borderline.
That's right.
But there was a different one, too, on the borderline or something.
On the boardwalk.
There was that, too.
So confused.
There's Ronan and there's Ronad.
We make up names for each other. Make no sense whatsoever.
Yes.
Okay. So you are a... peace officer with the...
I thought you were going to say something totally different. You are a piece of shit.
I should have tried... you want to do it again?
I'm scared. Please don't.
Let's do it again because that sounds like fun.
But you're like, you are a peace officer. Like, what? Thank you?
Maybe peace officer isn't the right word. Maybe of shit was.
Oh, I don't know.
You are a lieutenant captain in the in the Massachusetts election Navy.
Right, yep.
Right.
I'm right below and way below John McGarry. Well, just a couple steps below.
Oh, sounds kinky.
John, don't listen to this. Turn it off right now.
John, don't listen to this.
No, you probably don't.
John, we're kidding. We're having a good time with you.
Tommy Monahan listens to everything I do, apparently. Remember? He'd call in.
He also, you got to watch out because he also watches everything you do.
Uh-oh. Why does he do that?
And he's got a subscription to Binocular World.
Uh-oh.
And it's very frequent.
Well, I shut my drapes. I'm okay.
He says it's to watch birds, but I'm not sure.
That's what they all say.
Kid and Tom, good friend.
Yeah.
Is he still doing that sing-along singers thing? What do you call that thing?
The council chords. I don't know. Probably. Why would they ever stop?
What?
Until they're
that's a good
put
point.
Down.
until they start attending funerals of members.
Yeah.
That's an awful thing to say. But even there, I think.
That'll be a big, yeah. big event.
If one of the members happens to pass, and I hope it doesn't happen
ever. Then they play their banjos there.
Don't they
play banjos?
They stand over the cask and go, oh, hey, I'm not today.
Very a ceremony.
I don't care for Irish songs.
No.
Are you Irish?
Yeah.
I don't want to insult you.
Well, you're not insulting me, but I'm Irish.
I don't care for Irish songs.
Okay, that's fine.
They're very nursery, rhyme-ish songs like, oh, there's a cat in the corner and the mouse took its bone, and the cat's in the corner and the mouse took a bone.
I've never heard that one.
No, I made that up. I'm just trying to show just how sing-songy those things
are.
I've
never heard any.
They're
Danny
like
Boy.
Totally. I mean. That's also very.
Well,
they're very sing-songy. There's no complication to these songs whatsoever.
What's complicated?
Of course, if I were drunk, I couldn't write a song either.
But what's a complicated song?
What, you don't find that funny in any way?
It's so been there, cliche. Do you have any potato jokes to go along with it?
Sure. These two spot. No, I don't really. No, I'll stop now.
All right.
But I wanted to talk about the reason I was bringing up the Tourier Lieutenant Captain in the. In the voting
Navy,
is I want to talk about the four ballot questions today.
Okay.
At first, I thought it said ballet, and I thought we were going to talk about the four ballet positions today.
Did they misspell something again in the Enterprise?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
No, it's not the Enterprise this
time. They never
time.
Proofread, though. I mean, I could proofread for them for pennies.
Yeah,
they
well,
would be
they don't
not
have
laughing
time. There's not a lot of time there.
There's nothing but time there, isn't there?
No. Actually, really? I was over there about like a month or two ago.
I'm sorry. And
what'd you do?
No, I mean, I'm sorry you were there.
I know. They're very short-staffed. There's hardly anybody working there because they're
short-staffed? That's a shame, too.
they're in a financial situation, as every media company is, actually.
Oh, dear.
So they don't have, like, tons of reporters all over the place, and I started to feel for them.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Is that legal?
Yeah, when they turn their back, it's kind of not bad.
You're feeling for them.
But So I understand there's like a lot to do and very few people to do it. It's like every normal office in this country where they've cut back and they never really rehired. They just do what they can with what they have. Don't you find that to be the case?
I guess so.
I think during the 2008 debacle of 2008 that companies laid people off. And
there was a debacle in 2008?
Yeah.
Oh.
It was kind of like a recession.
Oh, that.
Yeah.
Okay.
That thing. Oh, all that old thing.
Well, I don't know. I thought you meant like the Hanging Chad debacle.
Oh, no. So you're thinking very Lieutenant Captain voting right now.
I am, because we started there.
Yeah. All right, let's go back to that. I'm sorry. Right. So I thought we'd do the four ballet questions.
Okay.
All right.
Pirouette and stuff.
Yeah. Did you ever do that stuff?
I did.
Really?
Yeah, when I was about 6.
Did you enjoy it?
6 and then later in junior high.
Really?
I like it, yeah. Hmm. It's very graceful, very disciplined. Yeah.
Did it make you more disciplined, do you believe?
Just my movements, maybe, but not my person.
You should take fiber.
It's a chore to chew like granola.
It's a chore to chew.
Granola's great, but you know what? I'm working too hard for my breakfast.
It is a lot of work,
isn't
it?
It is. What's that about?
It's like working in the gravel pits, huh?
I'll take oatmeal.
Yeah.
It's mush, it slides right down.
Hey, this is Tori Wainwright, by the way. Oh, crap, I didn't do your thing.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, man.
That's all right. Joe does my thing.
God, I'm not on regular
don't
radio.
Don't listen. Everybody shut up right now. Don't
listen
anymore.
I don't even know where this thing is. I can never find you.
That's what she said.
It's somewhere here. Anyway, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Good to hear. All right, I'll do it low in the background.
Yeah. All right.
So there's four questions on the ballot.
Hit me, bro.
Well, the four questions are, why is this night different than any other night? I got the wrong questions. Hold on a second.
Fathom a guess.
Got the wrong questions. Those are the Jewish ones.
Oh.
The four questions are as follows. There's four questions on the ballot. Eliminating the gas tax indexing.
I don't know what indexing means.
Expanding the beverage container deposit law.
Expanding it?
Expanding it.
To what, like 10 cents?
Yeah, I don't know. Expanding prohibitions on gaming.
There already are some in place, so we're going to make more.
I guess we're going to see if we can take them away.
Oh, expanding the prohibitions. Expanding?
I don't know what expanding means.
It would mean like making more of, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Or make loosening it? I don't understand.
I don't know. We'll find out. We'll go into these.
I shouldn't be a
in
lieutenant
depth.
Then, yeah.
Oh, no. You're just to make there to make sure that people vote legally and
sure,
properly.
Right.
Not with, God, not what they vote.
Right.
Oh,
I can't
my
even,
God.
I don't even talk about
you
it.
You can't. And then earn sick time for employees. This is an interesting one.
Sounds good.
Yeah.
I'll go with that one.
You want to start with that
I
one?
I want to just have four.
Okay,
number
gonna,
four.
You want to
I
take
like number
four?
Four. I'll pick
she
four.
She wants number four, Johnny.
Yeah, because
okay.
That's for the working man.
All right.
It sounds here, like more.
All right, here's your question.
Okay.
It is. This is number four on the ballot. Earn sick time for employees. Apparently, as I understand this, mm-hmm. is that if you don't have sick time mm-hmm. while you're working,
right,
and you're a good person and you never have time off, never get sick, at the end of the year, you've accrued those sick days, mm-hmm. and I believe either they pay you for it or you can use them as personal days and just take the time off.
Yeah.
I think it's more just taking the time off. I don't think it's being paid accordingly.
Okay.
That's what the bill is for. It's called Earned Sick Time for Employees. I guess as it stands now, there's no regulation on businesses to do that kind of thing.
Right.
Some of them do, and some of them don't voluntarily. But you're not if you're not you know you're just a good employee you'll get a nice raise perhaps but you're not going to get that time like all right go take it off they're not going to say that to you.
Well,
this
knew...
makes it mandatory that you have to give them the time off.
Okay. Well, I've known people that have had sick days in their built into their work schedule in one full year they
yes.
get so many paid sick days
uh-huh.
and if they don't ever take them. They're still working for nothing. So you know what
correct.
These people do? At the end of the year, they say, well, I'm going to take yes. these days because I'm getting paid for them.
Yes, they do. But then the employer gets pissed at them because at the end of the year,
right.
it's like, hey, this is quite obvious
nobody's
what
there.
You're doing.
And nobody's there.
So
who's, this is better?
But who's there like Christmas time anyway?
Right.
So I don't know.
I don't know.
But this would make it a law.
Okay.
That you have to cover, the law would cover both private and public employers.
I don't like laws.
You don't, huh?
They're getting invasive, don't you think? They're telling companies what to do.
You know, I label myself as a Democrat, even though
I
kind of think I'm
an independent.
You have
a lot of Republican friends, I noticed.
Tori, I can't avoid Republican friends. You live in Massachusetts, right?
No. Of course I do.
All right.
I live nearby.
I have to qualify this.
I know. Well, okay, I get that.
When I moved to Massachusetts, I thought, okay, I'm going to be moving into a state which is all Democrats, and if there are any Republicans, they've probably been in prison somewhere by now,
right.
or they've moved out because
yeah,
they're so uncomfortable.
Sure.
Everybody I run into somehow is a Republican, not you.
Right.
But I'd say...
Although I'm pro-death penalty.
I go different ways, too.
I do. I'm really middle-ish.
So we're independent.
We're
but we're more for the people than we are for the business, for the.
Oh, yeah.
I think. So, but I'd say 70% of the people that I associate with are what they call conservative. They won't admit that they're Republicans.
Conservative, yeah, that's a better word.
Fiscal
right.
conservatives,
exactly.
they call themselves.
Yeah, I know. I don't know who they are.
And I think... Maybe it's the radio game that I'm in or something like that, or the people that I rub elbows with, but
right.
I just thought that I would be like deluged in Democratic thoughts, and I don't find that around me. Maybe I attract conservatives.
Maybe.
I don't get it. Are most of your 673,000 Facebook friends Democrats, do you think?
I have under 500. You know that.
Because you dumped 15,000 of them.
Well, I would say, they lean more left.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know some of their politics. Maybe they do.
Oh, you don't? Never comes up?
Not with some people.
Maybe that's because... Okay, maybe that's the answer. Because I do talk stuff, then everything comes out of people... the first time anyway with their views.
Right.
When you're a friend with somebody, a lot of these situations and conversations don't come up.
No. And I think I just assume most people are Republicans until I talk to them. I assume most people are conservative. They don't like the president. They have a lot of complaints.
Yeah.
They want to shoot their guns. I don't know. I just assume until I hear differently.
Yeah, but you are in Massachusetts. So my assumption would be that they would not be that.
Yeah, but if they're rich and they have money, they want to keep it, and they don't care how they keep it. They're very shady. People that are rich, I don't trust them. There's something about them. They're not to be trusted.
Yeah.
Because they put money up here and people down here.
Well, they do that.
And
there
they
is
say
no
they don't, but they do.
They do.
Yeah.
They don't even
I don't
realize
care what
it,
they
but
say.
They do.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, and they figure that since they have the money, that anybody has the ability to make the money that they do, and that's not true.
Yeah, this they want to take it away. Somebody's got their hand in my pocket, knock it off. Somebody's got their hand on my rights, my this, my that, and the other, and they blow it up out of proportion.
Yeah, it is. I've known some business owners that are actually very compassionate and maybe shouldn't be in business. I really don't know, but they know that they're nobody without their supporters,
right?
So to speak.
Yeah.
I don't know. I've always believed, I mean, I've had a lot of managerial jobs and owned a couple of things, and I've always believed that I'm nothing without these people, because I know I can't do it myself. And in many cases, they know what they're doing more than I would even know in my own company.
Right.
So I get that. So I'm very compassionate. And here's the rule, and I hope companies are listening to this, is that, I hope so. The nicer you are to your employees, the more you get back.
Right.
And if you're an asshole to them, they're going to talk behind your back and screw you as best they can,
right,
and it gets you nowhere. But man, if you lavish these people in warmth and thanks and treat them like incredible human beings, they're going to work like 50 times as hard for you.
That's just Richard Branson's theory.
Yeah.
He does pretty
it's
well.
It's true, though. It's just so true. And but see, some of these business owners just don't get it, because they just don't have that baked in their personality to do that.
Right.
They're just assholes, and that's how they got where they were.
And they probably have a lot of stress because they need to make this money, because they have so much that they've already, they're doing with their money, with their houses, and their boats, and their this and their that. They got to keep up.
They have no concept.
Yeah.
I remember, and I'll tell this story, even though I'm not supposed to. Very nice guy who owns the radio station now, WXPR, of which I'm no longer associated. Nicest guy in the world. Every once in a while would take out his computer and show me pictures of his private jet.
I thought you were going to say something else again. Pictures of
I don't know how his penis looked.
His private junk. That's what I started to hear. I'm like, oh my God, no, don't say it. And
you're jumping a lot of thought patterns today.
I don't know. Am I?
Wow. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
She took out his computer and showed me pictures of his private jet. Stop it, Ron. Really? Everyone could see that one coming. I don't feel special right now. I feel just normal.
I kind of like your show better than mine, to be honest with you. A little more intriguing.
I'll invite you on.
Thank you.
But private jet.
He would show me private jet, his boat and stuff.
That's
and
bragging.
It is, but as he's showing it to me, I'm saying to myself, what are you doing?
Right.
It's more satisfactory for you to show me what you've obtained,
right,
rather than somebody who doesn't have those things, in the sense that you have it and they don't. Why would you shove that in somebody's face, that look at everything that I have and look at everything you don't have?
Except that he was ethnic, as I recall, and maybe he's worked very hard to get this.
Oh, he has.
Right,
oh, he
so
has.
Maybe it's
he
like,
has.
Yeah,
he has.
It's a status symbol
still,
for him in a way. But
still, use the filter. Use the filter.
Yeah.
That's what I'm saying.
Right.
Yeah. And by the way, if you're listening, guy, I love you. It's just that kind of took me like
maybe
for a
he
little
thought
bit
you
shock.
Had a ton of money, and he's like, "There's something appropriate
he
to show your other
thought,
rich friends."
Maybe he
show
thought that
friends.
I was
yeah.
in the same position as
exactly.
he was.
So
perhaps.
He's like, "Oh, look, you were."
But I never whipped out my boat in front of him.
No, because you don't have a boat, right?
See, I thought you were going somewhere else with that. Touche, right back at you.
Well, thank you.
And that's our conversation
and
about
that's
earned sick
question
time.
Question 4. Earning sick time, yeah.
Plus, should people have large boats and whip them out to show you?
I don't want government anymore. I'm not anti-government too very much. I am to some degree. But, I mean, really, another rule, another thing saying
it is
you got to do
rule.
This.
I know.
You got to do
and
that.
And, of course, companies would be against it. But at the same time, this is really looking
you
out for the
people.
You
got to help the person, too, right? You
so
do. Somebody's
got
to do it.
I don't know.
Let me talk to my dad, and I'll get back to you next week.
Why?
Because he knows the answers to all these questions.
But that's an opinion thing. Your opinion is maybe even more valuable.
Well, I can get his educated opinion.
You're more with it.
Yeah, that's true. Because sometimes he's wrong.
Not wrong. He's just of a different opinion in a different era, and things kind of update themselves. Here's where I'm at with this. I believe that, the employees should be able to take the time off, but you don't have to pay them. You don't have to financially give them a check if they stay there either.
Okay, fair enough.
You know,
yeah.
And I don't know if this bill covers that or not,
mm-hmm.
so I have to read a little more carefully. But I'm for taking care of the workers.
Sure,
you know, in this country, we spend more time working than they do in other countries.
Except Japan, isn't it?
I don't know. About, Japan, that's like communism.
No, I think that's China.
All right, fine.
don't know.
I can't tell.
They go to school like 6 days a week in other countries, too. Yeah, well, they got it all over us. Yeah, a bunch of lazy Americans. No wonder people hate us.
We had a French student staying with us for a couple of months here this summer.
Oh, nice.
Yeah, that's all right.
Do you know any French?
Je ne sais pas. Je m'appelle. Où est la bibliothèque?
Ooh, okay.
That's about it.
That's fine.
If I get hungry, I'm in trouble.
You are.
Yeah, I don't know any of that stuff.
It's manja, isn't it?
Manja, good. Thank you. Give me a call. You come by and help me eat. So here's the deal. Mm-hmm. And we were talking about how the work ethics are different in France. In France, here it's basically like 2 weeks per year you get off, maybe three or four if you've been there a long time. Mm-hmm. In France, 4 weeks to start off, and you can go up to like 2 months off, like a teacher.
Wow.
And you don't have to be a teacher. But
do you get paid?
Yeah, that's vacation
with
time.
With pay,
it's vacation time.
Oh.
I know. If you're pregnant and you have a child, they have to hold your job for 3 years.
Oh, my God.
I know. Now, that would never go in this country.
No.
Because employers would say, hey, I can't deal with that.
No.
But these are, other countries have had health insurance, national health insurance, way before we did.
But we have freedom, in case you forget.
Oh,
because that's
yeah.
so important.
That elusive, it is. I mean, it is freedom, but it's also an elusive connotation.
It really is.
Because you're free. I mean,
yeah.
Your freedom and my freedom are even different because you're female.
Sure.
And certainly freedoms are different for ethnic concerns.
It's all subjective.
It is.
So
it's just a general thing.
I'm glad we have that.
Let's talk about eliminating gas, which is something that...
I can never do that. I bought some Beano, and I never tried it, because I think it might just make me stop.
Beano is the most disgusting thing I've ever eaten.
What? It's a pill.
You chew it. I have the chewable ones.
Ugh. I didn't know they had that. Mm. No,
like to swallow things.
Oh.
All right, stop.
All right. I didn't even say it. Okay. I didn't even look it.
All right. Here's the deal. Right now, it's 24 cents per gallon is tax money. So, actually, what's a gallon of gas now? Let's say it's $3.40. I think it's less right now.
I don't get gas. I mean, I don't buy it.
I'm talking about gasoline.
I know. I don't buy it. My dad does all that. It's
well,
his car.
Very nice. That's
I don't
very
have
nice.
A car. I use this car.
That's nice.
I have no overhead, no debt, no credit card, no anything.
You have a nice life.
I don't even exist on paper. Maybe only on paper.
Interesting. Well, yeah, it's 24 cents in taxes that you're paying when you get a gallon of gas.
Okay. Where does the taxes go?
To our roads, to make the roads drivable.
Okay.
Our bridges, our roads.
So it's just for the roads?
Yes. For the movement, for the things that you would use your car on and for.
Okay.
Yeah. Which makes sense.
Sure.
Yeah. It's a lot of money, though. It's a lot of money. It's higher than most states.
Hmm.
But our roads are a little bit better. You go to some other state. Oh, yeah. Have you been to other states like Connecticut?
Yeah.
Not great. Oh, the highways are all right, but side roads? Ooh.
We have some bad side roads.
Oh, Brockton sucks big time.
Okay.
But Brockton has a lot of roads.
So we're not part of Massachusetts?
Apparently not road-wise, no. Okay. I can't believe the conditions of the roads in the city of Brockton. It's like deplorable. It's almost like you should sue the city because your car is going to break down, because you're going to hit some incredible,
horrible cracks.
Yeah,
well, do you think that they're kind of only sort of fixing them because that's their job, and then they want to be able to go back and fix them later and get more money? So the guys really don't have an incentive to fix them properly?
They only get a certain amount of money from the state to do it.
Right,
and
so
then
you have
these
to
counselors try to jockey for position to get some of their roads in their wards done. So there's not a lot of money coming from the state for it.
Okay.
But in other states, it's even less.
Oh, I see.
But Brockton's got so many roads that...
Right.
And they're all
named... You can't please everyone anyway. That's a futile battle.
It is futile.
Yeah.
Futile. Good
word.
Good word. It's word of the day is futile.
It is.
So eliminating the gas tax indexing would mean that... I guess what would happen is every year the gas tax would go up according to inflation.
Okay.
So if the inflation rate goes up like 1%, 2%, your gas tax is going up accordingly. If... or you could vote it's not going to do that. You have to do another vote in Senate or something to raise it or whatever they call the place on the Hill. So that's the gas tax. I kind of thought it was more fun just eliminating gas.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And then we're talking.
I vote no. I vote no on everything.
I don't even know what yes
and no is. I
think
my dad told me to do that.
Yeah. Expand. No means.
Just no. No means no.
No means no.
Like I said. That's you went no means.
What does no mean? Does it mean yes?
It means
some guys
just,
think it does.
No.
You know?
Yeah. On college campuses. I read about that.
Yeah. Expanding the beverage container deposit law.
I don't like these words, expand.
I don't understand what they mean, to be honest with you.
I think they're trying to be, confusing.
Yeah. The proposed law would expand the state's beverage container deposit law, also known as the bottle bill.
Oh, I know what it is. I remember now. You know what it is? It's those plastic bottles you get water in. They're not refundable now. They want to make them refundable.
Correct.
That's what it is.
You do a 5-cent deposit on it, something like that. I think it is.
How about no?
Again,
I have to say no.
I agree with no. Here's a question for you, Torrance.
Yeah.
The garbage people, the rubbish people, come by the houses.
Waste collection, waste sanitation department.
Thank you, Miss.
Let's clean it up. Boom, boom.
Right. They come by and they pick up your recyclables like every other week. I think it is
every week.
Okay, fine.
Yeah.
And they pick them up and they haul them away.
They do.
When you buy those soda bottles and those water bottles and some of those plastic containers, you're paying a deposit on it. So what you're doing is you're giving...
No, you got it wrong, babe.
All right, babe, what's going on?
There are certain soda bottles and no water bottles. Certain soda bottles have the refund.
Okay. And beer bottles.
Right. We don't throw those in the recycle. I mean, maybe some people do because they're casual about their nickels and dimes.
So where do you take these bottles?
To go back to the redemption center.
But I don't see lines of people doing that.
You go to the supermarket.
I never see tons of people standing in line waiting to redeem their plastics. I never see people getting out of their cars at supermarkets with their bags of
why not?
Of plastic
I do.
Bottles.
I mean, I used to do it.
Do you see
my
other
dad
people
does
do
it? Yeah,
do you ever have a line? Is there
I just
ever
don't
a
think
line?
There's a line because so maybe it's just so few and far between.
They used to actually have big redemption buildings and stuff.
I remember
but
that.
Not much. That's just become a business for the homeless, and God love them. It's a good business for them. I kind of like
why don't
I like
they
this
keep
business
that? Yeah,
model.
Then that's
I like
fine.
That.
I do too.
I mean, give them all shopping carts as far as I'm concerned.
And cans.
I mean, if they go through my garbage, my recycle bin, and take out my plastics, and they can go down to the place and get some money, that's my donation. God love you, because I'm giving you money, basically, but you're also working for it.
Yeah.
So I think that's like
it's
the perfect...
It's
a win-win.
Right.
I like that idea.
Right.
All right. So expanding the beverage container deposit law would be to everything that you buy that's plastic.
I don't like it. Stop it.
Like
don't
it.
Do that.
That's it.
Nonsense.
And this is, of course, just to raise more money.
Stop it. Raise money for who? For some more pilots? I mean, for more jets and private jets and yachts? I don't think so.
Well, this
I don't know where this
state.
Money is going.
No.
It's someone's getting his back scratched.
Tori says no.
Don't do it.
Tori says no.
Don't buy into it. It's a big hassle, man. I just want to get more money from you to give to somebody else.
Now, speaking of money for the state, here's the big question. This is question number 3.
We did? Okay.
We jumped around.
We're jumping around. All right.
We went 4-1-2. The big one's 3, so I thought we'd go to this now.
Okay.
This is expanding the prohibitions on gaming.
Okay.
Now, I'm confused like you are, I believe, because there was Governor Patrick put a law through. That we can have a certain number of casinos regionally throughout the state.
So this is gambling, not lottery, you're talking
correct.
About?
Correct. Okay. Yeah.
Well, lottery is gambling.
Oh,
it's
no.
the same thing.
Yes. No, this would be,
And dog racing? What
casinos.
Is that?
This is casinos.
Just casinos,
Well,
okay.
Dog racing was shut down for a different reason. That's because...
Well, the one here was, this is a big state. There's no more anywhere in the state?
I don't know.
Trotters? There's stuff. So. There's racing. There's races of
there's,
some sort,
I don't
aren't there?
No.
There's no animals racing anywhere in Massachusetts.
Maybe there's horses.
Yeah.
But I don't think dogs are.
Okay. But that's not gambling. But it is. They're only talking about casinos.
See,
they're very vague
casinos.
With this gambling word
I don't
again.
Like the wording either. A yes vote would prohibit casinos, any gaming establishment with slot machines, and wagering on simulcast greyhound races. So we're basically saying gambling, gaming.
Gaming, I'm sorry. All right.
Gone.
Gaming. Yeah.
That's a yes vote. A no vote makes no change in the current law, and the current law was passed recently saying you can have regional casinos in Massachusetts. So a yes vote says, a change in my mind, get this filth out of my state. How do you feel about that?
I don't go there, so it doesn't really make a difference.
I don't either, but that's us.
That's us. Because we were smart about money. We don't like to just throw it away.
I have a tremendous problem with, well, first of all, the lottery as it stands. I mean, you know, it's the biggest moneymaker in most states, especially in Massachusetts.
And only poor people play it.
Yeah, I know. I know. But that's my problem with it. And it's not that I got to look out for the poor people, like Ron has to look out for them.
Right.
But I have a great problem with a bureaucracy, a state, a commonwealth getting into the gambling business. I don't think that's legal. I guess it is.
Again, a lot of these questions I think have to do with, they're just lining someone's pocket.
Oh, absolutely. Well, yes, but also they do generate a huge amount of revenue for the state, and they, you know, they dole it out in services and such. So, no, it's in that sense, not so much, but I just don't like them being in the business of gambling. It's just so odd to me. When I go to bars, just to do research on drinking.
Yeah.
They have Keno screens all over the place.
Oh, I've seen those. I used to play here and there. Well, I didn't play because I was with someone that played, and they played all the time. So I figured,
a few drinks.
And I haven't played since. That was 5 years ago.
And they'll do that, and the numbers will come flying on the screen. Little numbers go flying across, and very, very cute. And then there's a big, and then the screen goes out, and there's a big thing on the screen that says, if you have a gambling problem, call this number with the Massachusetts Gambling. And I'm thinking, you're causing this.
Right.
You're telling people if you have a problem, you're causing the problem.
Right. They're contributing to the problem anyway, at the very least.
Direct causation, as far as I'm concerned.
I think that's a gene. I think that people have addictions and vices. It's something, it's a malfunction.
I mean, the state is basically saying if you don't play, you can't win. Mm-hmm. So take your money and gamble with the state. Right. And by the way, if you have a gambling problem, you should call us.
Well,
it's weird.
It is, but I think that, you know what? I didn't have a gambling problem. I played Keno for a couple of months, and then that's the end. So that's not a problem.
Not everybody does. But if you don't have any money, and you are poor, and you're a little down and out, and you can't make ends meet.
And these, you know, their houses, are mortgaging their houses to pay their gambling.
Then you have really almost no choice but to give it a shot. And the state actually says to you, if you know, you're not going to get any money from us if you don't give it a shot. That's, I think, very, very low advertising.
You can't
campaign.
Win if you don't play.
That's a sucky, horrible thing. Someone should have stopped that campaign immediately.
Well, then maybe should we get rid of all the casinos then? Maybe you should vote whatever you're voting on that to get rid of it.
Yeah.
Or not do any more. Let's have no more. Enough's enough.
I agree with you. I think gambling is a horrible thing personally, but I'm not going to tell people whether they can do it or not.
Why don't they go to Vegas? What is that place about? They have a whole state for this stuff, don't they?
You know, Tori, all these, or Torrance, whatever your name is, these casinos are failing because there are too many. And Atlantic City is closing 4 major casinos this year alone.
Wow.
That Atlantic City is going to really turn into a ghost town eventually.
Yeah.
It used to be if you're on the East Coast, you went to Atlantic City to gamble, and that was a thriving metropolis.
Mm-hmm.
If you're on the West Coast, you go to Las Vegas. Both Las Vegas and Atlantic City are starting to fail. Because casinos are in every state now, so people don't have to. I mean,
they don't
go,
have to. That's
But they won't go as much.
So that's the reason.
Yes,
it is. It's not like online
gambling. Saturated.
It's not like they can stay home and do it.
It's saturated
it's
now.
These casinos. Okay.
Yeah, and Foxwoods not doing as well as they have been, and are a little bit of trouble, as a matter of fact.
Okay.
Not drawing the people that they used to. It's. When you saturate, everybody kind of suffers.
That makes sense.
So this idea of gambling in Massachusetts may not be a real good one.
Okay, then don't do it.
Well, you know what they say? They say two things. One is that those that want gambling say two things. One is that it generates tons of money.
Mm-hmm.
And why should somebody who is going to gamble anyway go to another state and give the other state their money?
So people are greedy.
It's greedy. And here is the thing that, and this is also the power plant problem here, is it will create jobs and revenue.
Three jobs.
Well, power plants.
I don't know.
Jobs.
Yeah, whatever.
Gambling.
Temporary jobs.
Gambling. Yeah, a lot of jobs. But what's the quality of those jobs? You know, like they're service jobs. So it creates jobs. I mean, I think they're failing businesses. I think it's a bad business model. But anyway, that's my opinion. That's expanding prohibitions on gaming.
No. I'm going to vote no on everything.
Yeah.
I think so.
A yes vote prohibits casinos.
Oh.
See, that's the problem with these ballot questions.
Why do I need to prohibit anything, though? Can't it just stay like it is?
Why do they make it so complicated? Why don't they just say, do you want casinos? Yes or no? Do you want more casinos?
It sounds like they're going to keep status quo. Maybe.
But you would think that you would say that a no vote would be no, I don't want casinos.
Right.
But a yes is for no casinos. And that's going to be confusing.
Because there's not that many gamblers compared to non-gamblers. I mean, I think if you just were up to that, most people would say, no, we don't want it. Because most people don't gamble.
I know.
But the ones that do are like, tooth and nail, man. They want this gambling.
Sure they do.
Because they have that dream that they're going to get magic money.
And I can't look out for my fellow man or fellow woman. I mean, if they want to throw all their money away, fine. Mm-hmm. But then when they turn poor and they turn in trouble and they can't support their kids, yeah. I have to pay for that. I pay for all of that stuff in taxes, as everybody does.
And they might come rob you because they need money for their advice.
They would do that anyway.
Yeah.
Well, they should be doing that now then. That doesn't work. I don't know. I just I'm more upset about the wording of these ballot questions because you're voting to either change the law or you're voting to keep the law.
But you don't know which is which.
You don't know which is which. Right. It should be made simple where do you want gambling? Yes or no.
Well, I'm going to have that problem at the polls then because some people are
going
to come in and they'll be like, so explain this to me. What
are you
does
allowed
this mean?
To explain things?
We have to, yeah, if they want
because
answers.
Wouldn't that be somewhat of a twist on opinion if you're explaining?
I just read the question out loud and say, I can't decipher for them. I'll be there all day with every person.
But, I mean, so what you're saying, so
vote.
All you're going to do is read for them. The assumption is that these people voting can't read.
Well, you know, they just, sometimes they don't know which what means what.
That's
and
the other problem. Is there people going to vote in these voting booths,
right.
voting for candidates and ballot questions, and they have no freaking idea what they're doing?
Yeah, right. And we're supposed to help
and
them.
That's what makes America great. I'm not sure what that's about.
Because if I would like lean toward one or the other, I would say, well, this means this. So you kind of want to do that, don't you? I mean,
yeah.
Aren't people going to be doing that? I'm not, right. But there's certainly a...
Well, I would. I would say you can vote for the stupid casinos or...
just pepper your language. It's not illegal.
I don't know how you're an officer of the peace.
The peace, because I'm a peace officer.
Peace officer. I'm a peace officer. I don't know. What do you want to talk? Is there anything on your mind today?
I don't know. Like, I just started thinking how when I was little, I used to scare my babysitters. And I used to scare, the cleaning lady or whoever. You'd hide behind something, you'd go, blah! You'd scare them, and you'd get a little chuckle out of that. But now it's all turned around. And I kind of should have expected that.
Why, you have cleaning ladies scaring you?
No, but I mean, I get scared now. People scare me, and I'm not expecting it. They don't mean to. But they just, I'm startled. And it all came back full circle. Even my kids, I'd scare my kids.
Oh, were you a teaser?
Just, you know, make people jump and, you know, like, I love prank shows.
You like that stuff, huh?
I like prank things, yeah. So now it's coming back to me.
Sometimes I get a little mean.
You do?
No.
Oh, they do. The show. They said, sometimes I get a little mean.
No, they get a little mean.
When I don't have my coffee. Yeah, but it's all in good fun, right?
Sometimes it's not. Well, I mean, what if you scared somebody and they actually had a heart problem?
That
or
would
something
be unfortunate
for them.
That's why these are mostly in other countries. That you don't see a lot of these in America, unless it's like a simple, innocent, candid camera. The really hardcore pranks are done elsewhere, other countries where there's no laws, like Montreal. I mean, you see some really interesting things.
I watch Telemundo sometimes.
Why? Do you understand it?
No, it's a challenge. I try to figure out what's happening.
Oh, okay. I can see that. All right.
My life is really slow.
It must be. Wow.
There's a show called, and I can't even pronounce it. It's Qué Loquera or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's like Candid Camera in Mexico.
Oh.
But they're very harsh with it. They'll put people in situations where they'll scare them and they'll like fall down, like clutching their heart or something.
That's awesome.
Or they'll like really go really far with it to the point where they're like,
yeah,
like hitting each other and like really like crying and shaking.
Gosh.
And then they say, no, it's just a prank. And they go, Well, they're not real happy. Sometimes they don't end up like real, like the person going, oh, that's funny. It doesn't end up like that.
That reminds me, there is something going around then in America, which is a very bad idea. And it's, I saw this about a month ago. These kids are doing that, you know, like teenagers, you know, 20s or something. And they go into these, you know, racial neighborhoods and they're white and they start with the homie talk trying to get assaulted.
Really?
For the camera. Yes, and but there's been guns drawn. I mean, this is totally... Yes, look it up. It's crazy. It's like a Jackass for really stupid people that really want to die.
Is this the White Caucasian Challenge?
I don't... Maybe. It's you know, like, why would you... And they get beat up. They actually... Because Jackass, you do get hurt in Jackass. So these kids are getting... They're getting punched.
Is Jackass the name of a show or something?
No, Jackass is that other show. Remember they used to have... And they have had movies where they do stunts where they can get hurt. And they do get hurt and they break bones.
Really?
Well, that's that. But this is where they're actually getting other people to break their bones for them. And that gets
that's
into legal
weird.
Issues. That gets into somebody might get killed and there's going to be a lot. There's going to be a
why
trial.
Why would somebody enter into that?
And it's all on video.
Why do they do that? What's their purpose?
I think, well, maybe they could be trying to get their channel to get a lot of views, therefore clicks, therefore money, therefore notoriety. It's it could be that way. Or it could just be like they want to get attention. And it's you know, that's very extreme. And it is in America. It's in other countries you can do these things sort of, and it seems that there's no laws. But here with the laws, there's going to be some kind of a
I'm
court situation.
They get away with it at all now.
I was shocked to even see it.
Wow, that's worse than the ice bucket challenge.
Oh yeah, because that's you know, and then they try to stop it before they really get hurt. They're like, no, we're joking. It's a joke. After they've already got punched a few times.
These people are sick.
Yeah.
They should be, like, put away.
It could be knife any second. Anything could happen and go wrong. And they know that. And I think that's that adrenaline, maybe, and they're just waiting for it to happen. And then the show's all over. But
strange
it's
stuff.
the height of fear. How afraid can you make
yourself?
Oh, maybe.
I see.
I don't know.
So it's a thrill ride.
I would imagine, wouldn't you?
It's like a roller coaster.
Why would
of
you
death?
Go into a situation where you know
I don't
you
know.
Might not walk out of it?
And that's so racially motivated on top of it.
And that as well. Absolutely.
I mean, your purpose is to go after a racial
it
violent
is.
Situation.
It is.
That's just,
it's
man.
And it's right on YouTube, and Google apparently owns YouTube, so if they say it's okay, then you can put that on there.
That should be ballot question number 5. Should that even be allowed?
It's America, haven't you heard? We have freedoms here. You can go and do whatever you want, stupid or not. Right?
Wow. Because you know what could happen is that you could... It's like someone walking in front of your car when you're stopped at a traffic light.
That'll be next, well.
And then someone like on purpose walks into your car even though your car's not moving and falls down and says, you hit me.
Right. Yeah.
And it's not like you can necessarily lose, but you can't win.
Right.
So you're going to end up paying something.
I want off this planet.
People suck here.
Mm-hmm.
They really do. I've often said on this silly podcast, and I think we've even talked about it, that there should be separation of state and person.
Yes.
If you're an asshole, you live on the planet asshole.
Yeah.
And you can't ever declare war on us. But I want separation.
Or put these criminals on like a big island like they used to, like Papillon, like French Guiana.
Yeah.
Throw them all over there.
But I want just the normal assholes to be with them. Maybe that would be their punishment.
Oh, yeah. Well... You have to commit a crime, don't you?
No, you
otherwise
just have
you're
to
just
bother
a jerk.
Me. Yeah, well, I think there should be a jerk club. oh man.
Like people that don't want the death penalty. Oh, just lock them up forever, throw away the key. Yeah, then they get 3 hots in a cot.
Death penalty is interesting.
In a nice environment. Yeah. No, you put them in Alcatraz. Go rebuild an Alcatraz. You throw them in there.
Yeah, it's been done since the
That's
beginning
of time. That's
a punishment.
This isn't punishment, going to jail. Since when?
Well, you can't punish anybody anymore. You're supposed to rehabilitate them as well.
No, they come out worse. They learn tricks when they're in
there.
They
go, the higher percentage goes right back to what they were doing before they were thrown in.
Absolutely.
But that's survival. See, they don't have, you keep them in jail that long, and then they really can't get a job, and then they really can't be a productive citizen, and then they really have to go into crime.
Right.
So it's just we perpetuate this wheel. I don't know how to solve that, but probably death penalty is not a bad idea.
Well, if the person has done something to warrant the death penalty.
Absolutely.
But you know what the argument is? Oh, well, it's not used equally. They just want to put a lot of people to death. They don't have that evidence. The evidence comes out later after they're already dead. Where's their justice now? They're dead. Well, how about if somebody really, you know, they did it?
Yeah.
they did it. You see it. They admit it. It's this witnesses, this video, this everything.
Absolutely.
And they did the most heinous crime to a child.
Get off my planet.
Yeah, you're telling me that they still have to get locked up and for the rest of their life? No, how about you just inject them with a nice little, they go to sleep.
Actually, they're really getting off easy.
They really are.
Because they should be...
The punishment fits the crime. They will never have the exact punishment.
Well, the Jewish people believe in eye for an eye, tooth for a tooth.
And you know that has to be exact.
Yes, it does. Well, it's the kosher law.
Right.
I do believe in the death penalty. Mm-hmm. I absolutely do.
In certain cases.
For those extreme cases.
Exactly.
But
the argument is it's not carried out equally. There could be someone innocent put to death. That's the argument I've heard when I say, well...
There have been innocent people... put away, but death penalty, you'd have to like really...
I think Texas, they don't know what they're doing down there, but sometimes they get it right. Texas, they just want to kill everyone.
Well, I wouldn't...
Maybe that's the solution, I don't know.
They don't pull any crap down in Texas, that they're not going to fool around here. But you know, how can you murder somebody or do such great harm to somebody if you're not off your rocker to begin with? There's something wrong with you,
right?
So wouldn't everybody be mentally ill who perpetrates a crime to that extent?
That's a good argument too. Right.
I don't know.
But people want vengeance, justice. They want to feel better that something was done.
Sure, they do.
If it's a loved one.
Absolutely. And
people that are talking about this have never had it happen, so they really shouldn't talk about it.
Correct.
If you've had it happen to you, okay, I want to hear. But sometimes they go, "We forgive you. It's okay. Don't kill them." They think, but they're doing it to clear their own conscience.
Well, that's the religious thing.
I think it is. Yeah, I think there's too much of that.
God will take care of whatever the problem is.
Just kill them all, let God sort it out. It's another example.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It costs a lot of money to incarcerate these people.
It costs more to kill them, apparently. Mm-hmm. I don't know.
I don't know why we don't force them to do things for us, like everything.
Oh, yeah, you said that before, like pick up litter on the highway. They already do that, so
do
something else.
Let's do more. Let's put them on stationary bicycles and make them generate some power. Make it the prison power plant. Why do
like
this?
That.
Why
kind of
do this?
I laugh, but
seriously,
you know, they could do something.
You figure that the Norfolk County prison?
Walpole.
Thank you so much. You know, there's probably like a good number of guys in that sucker.
They're not nice people over there, probably.
Hook it up to the power grid, get some stationary
there's
bikes.
There's your power plant right there.
Seriously, I'm not kidding you.
It's like...
I'm serious.
Ron, start a petition, get it on the ballot.
I mean, this license plate thing, I don't think they make license plates anymore.
That was a joke. Did they ever? Did they make glue out of horses? I mean, it's the same thing.
I don't know.
I don't know about
but
these
But they should
legends.
Be working.
Yeah.
For our benefit, to give us stuff.
They got to repay their debt to society,
yes.
Right? How are they paying it? Lifting weights and bad language and getting tattoos? What is that about?
I mean, maybe if they had to sit on a stationary bike for 8 hours and create power, they'd say, hey, you know, before I wanted to go back to prison, I don't go back now.
Yeah, see?
Yeah.
Make prison not so great.
Unless you have mandatory sick days.
There you go. See, we'll work that into the ballot questions. See, now we're laughing. This has been a very down, serious program.
Well, I'm serious,
We're usually laughing a lot. People are going to be like, what is Ron and Tori doing today?
Well,
we didn't laugh at all.
Well,
you can't laugh all the time.
No, you can't.
People that smile all the time are idiots. Only idiots smile all the time.
Idiots are idiots for many, many reasons.
Yeah.
I think we're out of time.
That would be good.
Why? You got somewhere to go?
No, but I mean, it's a downer, man. Bummer today.
We're not a downer. We're discussing issues.
We are. That's true.
Actually, this is what we're supposed to be doing.
I don't want to do this.
I don't either.
All right.
But I'm just saying that radio is supposed to be...
Says who? Again. Society?
It's supposed to be stimulating.
Okay, we were.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
I think so.
Yeah.
Although we have no idea what the ballot questions really mean, so that didn't help out, really.
Do I have to do homework? Because I can probably find out.
No, because I don't want to talk about it anymore.
It's been talked about enough.
All right.
It's not just good, it's good enough.
Next time we'll talk about the fashion faux pas. I have no idea. Whatever.
Whatever.
Whatever. Say whatever for me.
Whatever.
Or turn on.
Whatevs. You say whatevs.
Whatevs?
Whatevs.
Oh, no. See,
W-E.
No, but then you miss the Eva part of it. Love that.
I don't want to talk that way.
I've started to talk that way.
I know.
You know that, don't you? Yeah, I know.
You're like a teenage girl. There's no need for that.
I do like a teenage girl.
Yeah. Because you're a guy. Jesus.
Well, that has to stop, too.
Yeah, really. All right,
okay.
Men.
Men.
And their penises.
Women.
God.
Men and their penises. What?
Yeah. You heard me.
Women and their vaginas. I have no idea what you're talking about.
No,
I don't know what
men
you're talking about.
Men and their penises. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Do you know what the problem is there? And what's her name there? Who's this this female activist there, that British? Emma Watson. Did you hear what she did?
No.
She addressed some thing, some large group of people, about women's rights. Man, was she spot on. She was so effective. She said that... there's no country in the world, even today, that has equal rights for women at all.
Right.
And that's just unbelievable. Mm-hmm. And she said that she thinks that one of the reasons is because men are oppressed. And she goes on to explain that men in society are forced to feel macho and responsible for everything, and that they can't show their emotions, and that they have to play that role and play that mold. That's the way they're brought up.
Right.
And it's even worse in other countries, in Middle Eastern countries, in European countries.
Yep.
Here, not even as much. But she thinks that's part of the reason. And if men just showed their sensitivity, which she believes they really have, and got rid of their stupid gonads and their stupid machoism, then they would accept females more as equals. They'd be more equal if they could just let it go.
Well, you know what? They do.
And she's right.
And behind closed doors, let me just tell you, and I've had my share, men do let it go. They are emotional. They're very close and loving. And that's the side they only show the woman that they're with.
But they're very guarded.
But around around men in society, they do act differently. But it's definitely there.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh,
But that's got to filter in even
it
to
should,
those
yeah,
private...
It should, yeah. It definitely should.
And there's it really should. No... I mean... You probably know a lot of men that are basically very sensitive. I mean, I'm not a macho guy at all. I really should be gay, but I'm not.
Right.
What do you mean you know? and I enjoy the sensitivity. I don't play sports. And it scares me that men are take on this role in such a vehement manner. Mm-hmm. That scares me, actually.
Mm, that's society.
And I think that I treat women as an equal. Because of that.
Right, I think you do. You're an exception. You're not like all other
men that
wonderful.
Do that. There's no question about
it. Yeah, that's true.
I did all that just to elicit a comment.
You're fishing for
thank
compliments.
You. Right.
You're welcome.
I'm fishing. thank you, Tori.
You're welcome.
That's Tori, ladies and gentlemen. Give
that's
her a
me.
Hand. We'll wait for that to die down. Okay, fine.
Nice.
Have yourselves a wonderful day. Let's play a different closing theme here. I'll play the old one.
Okay.
Tori, thank you so much. Next Tuesday, please.
Next Tuesday.
Looking forward.
All right.
We wish you peace.